This is Shir 53 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon, concluding the Bitachon Utfilo module. In our ongoing study of Bitachon Utfilo, we have established that Tfilo actively fortifies internal trust. Building upon this baseline, we confront a powerful classic challenge addressed by the Rishonim. Why do we find the Avos and other leaders of Klal Yisrael davening intensely even after receiving an explicit promise from Hashem? The Ibn Ezra and the Ramban in Shemois, Perek Yudalek, Pasuk Tezvav, raised the question regarding Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yam Sof. When the Mitzvah pursued Klal Yisrael, Moshe cried out to Hashem, prompting the divine response, Ma Titzak Elai, why do you cry out to me? The Rishonim asked, why did Moshe cry out in Tevilo? Hashem had already explicitly promised him that he would harden Pari's heart and redeem Klal Yisrael. So, we find this exact pattern throughout Tanakh. Yaakov Avinu also davened intensely for children, even though Aaron Avinu was previously promised that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars, specifically through Yitzchak. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim cried out for the brutal labor, despite the explicit promise at the Bris Beinah Bessarim to Aaron Avinu that it would be redeemed with great wealth. Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai tore his garments, fasted, and davened intensely, even after the clearing to Esther. Relief and deliverance will arise for the Yidden from another place. Esther 4:14. As a resolution, Tefillah is an active fortifier of Bitachon. Why is this prayer necessary when a promise already exists? Right, so this is our question. A divine promise establishes the heavenly decree, but a person's internal Bitachon can naturally experience weakness or friction as the time passes or when an immediate sorrow or threat looms before their eyes. Tefillah serves as an active physical deed, the maisa, that continually fortifies and refreshes the internal mindset of Bitachon. Number two, the practical application, the lemaisa of it. Even when engaging in action backed by an explicit promise from Chazal, such as Asher Beshril Shetis Aser, like give maiser, give tzedakah, so that you can give more tzedakah or become wealthy, a person must not passively rely on the promise alone. One must continuously daven and cry out to Hashem for assistance. A second resolution, tefillah transforms the petitioner, the Bria Acheres. As we conclude our module on Bitachon and tefillah, we present a foundational hashkafic principle explaining how tefillah alters outcomes without implying a change in Hashem's divine will, Hashinu Ratzon. Like we asked in the beginning, if we believe everything Hashem has done is for the best, then why are we davening? To answer this, our tefillah, after tefillah, you are a new creation. As we see in the Shachal HaTorah, on Parshas Toldos, he explains why Rivka Imenu was naturally barren. She was an Akara. Hashem structured her nature this way so that Yitzchak would daven for her, transforming her through tefillah into a Bria Acheres, to a non-Akara. The original decree of barrenness applied strictly to Rivka, the daughter of Besuel. Through the elevated state forged by tefillah, she became an entirely new spiritual entity to whom the original decree no longer applied. So for us, let's say there's a decree on Reuven, and then Reuven davens and transforms himself into a Bria Acheres, let's just call it Shimon, for even though his name won't actually change, but in that elevated state, the decree no longer exists. The Sefer Ikrim in Maimer 4, Perek 18, illustrates this through a mashal. He gives a parable of a king, issues a decree that any uncircumcised man in his kingdom will be executed. If an uncircumcised man undergoes a milah and becomes circumcised, he escapes execution. Not because a king changed his decree, but because the man is no longer uncircumcised. Similarly, when a decree or a gezeira hangs over a person's, stepping into tefillah changes their internal essence. The original decree was enacted upon their prior unrefined spiritual state. Once transformed through tefillah, the decree naturally falls away. The B'nai Yisafskar in Maimer Shabbos, Maimer 8, Ois 7, cites the Talmid Baal Shem Tov regarding how prayers reshapes reality. He says over there, Ayidei tefillah nidbak adam b'makim achar elyon yoyser b'nehapach le'ish achar. Through tefillah, a person cleaves to a higher spiritual realm and transforms into a different person. By connecting directly to the Shema Vaya, A person creates a completely new reality. His hava lahavo acheres. This is not a change in Hashem's will, but a spiritual rebirth of the petitioner. Upon this new elevated person, no negative decree ever existed. So the summary of this mindset. Praying after a promise. A promise establishes the potential, but tefillah serves as a continuous action that fortifies human trust and brings that promise into realization. And the metamorphosis of tefillah. Davening is not an attempt to change Hashem's mind. It is a mechanism that elevates and transforms the human soul into a bria acheres, into a different human. And on that different human, the decree no longer exists. This concludes our module on tefillah and mitochan. Next week, we will start El and the Yom Neiron prep. Have a wonderful evening, a wonderful Shabbos.